All right, let me jump over here to the opening monologue for the day, the Right Side Way monologue. I'll remind you guys, every single day, the Right Side Way monologue has been sponsored by Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a lot of ground in North Alabama, places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham region. We're proud to have them, and yes, Southern Immediate Care, sponsor daily of the Right Side Way monologue. All right, I'm about to give you some important news, like from none other than the Gray Lady herself. The vaunted New York Times, that place where all the news that's fit to print, now goes to die. The New York Times needs you to understand that if you love American history and you believe in the freedom of speech, then you might be an extremist. Huh. Because you may love your country and understand where it's going and desire to express your love of history and patriotism by doing something, like, really extreme. Something like what Supreme Court Justice Alito dared to do. By doing so, you might find yourself branded a Christian nationalist, or a Jan Sixer, or an insurrection sympathizer or election denier. Listen, if you haven't heard it, the latest attack on conservative Justice Alito, it relates to liberals freaking out over flags. Yes, flags that flew at his beach house. You heard me. Flags. Just flags. What kind of flags, you might ask? I mean, did they carry offensive messaging? Were they espousing hate? Was it a Nazi flag or a communist flag? Nope, none of the above. It was the appeal to heaven flag flown by George Washington. Jeez. The story goes that liberal neighbors got into a verbal spat with Justice Alito's wife, and then the lib couple were putting anti-Trump signs in their front yard, claiming that she cursed at them. Oh boy. The stories are unsubstantiated, but to make the story more deeply concerning, the young snowflake couple went to the press to report that the Alitos first hung an American flag upside down in the weeks after January 6th at the U.S. Capitol. Uh-oh. But then the New York Times reports that a white flag bearing a green pine tree and the words "appeal to heaven" was flown over the Alito beach house. The same kind of flag that was, wait for it, flown by some protesters at the Capitol on none other than January 6th. Citing unnamed ethics experts, the New York Times reports that it ties Justice Alito more closely to symbols associated with the attempted subversion on January 6th. Really? One law professor is quoted by the New York Times saying it is, quote, deeply disturbing, and indicates bias, just as the Supreme Court is taking up a case involving matters related to January 6th. I mean, never mind that the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, also displayed the same flag outside of his office at the Capitol. And I'll be honest with you, sitting on the shelf behind me right now in the studio is a smaller desktop version of the symbol that I'm talking about. It's a flag. It's the kind that is sometimes referred to by naval historians as a jack. It's a plain white flag, and the centerpiece is an evergreen tree and the words "appeal to heaven" under it. Rolling Stone magazine, not so long ago, took issue with it. In an effort to trivialize the "appeal to heaven" flag, they claimed it was purely for secular purposes, was flown at times by George Washington, the Continental Navy, you know, no big deal. But as per usual, the truth of something that bore signs of faith and patriotism was far more significant. In 1775, George Washington was working to convince the Continental Congress that they needed the Navy to counter the British ships that were bringing troops and supplies from England. So as politicians have always done, the Congress got mired down in debate, and so George Washington finally decided to foot the bill himself, and he personally funded the effort to build six schooners as the first of the Continental Fleet. There was a tradition at the time for naval vessels to fly the flag of their nation and their own jack, the maritime flag of their navy. So Colonel Joseph Reed, an aide to Washington, suggested the flag ought to be a stark white flag with a green pine tree in the center and the words "appeal to heaven." The flag was approved. It became the first naval flag ever used on American ships. The tree on the flag was said to represent the Liberty Tree in Boston, a large elm tree where protesters of English rule would gather in the public square. But pine trees were actually common in the shipbuilding industry, and the British had been passing laws reserving the tallest pine trees for their own ships to be used as masts. So the pine tree symbol had several meanings, and it was put on the flag. And the phrase, "an appeal to heaven," it was actually taken from a famous writing by English philosopher John Locke called The Second Treatise on Government. Locke's works had a huge influence on the Founding Fathers, and in his Second Treatise, Locke had written, quote, War is made upon the sufferers who have no appeal on earth to right them, and they are left only to the remedy in such cases of an appeal to heaven. Well, the flag became extremely popular. Before the signing of the Declaration of Independence in July 1776, the flag bearing its Appeal to Heaven moniker was seen all over the colonies. In late 1775, General Israel Putnam's troops at the Battle of Bunker Hill used a flag with the same motto. During the Battle of Boston, the floating batteries that defended the harbor proudly flew the white pine tree flag. In January of 1776, Commodore Samuel Tucker flew the flag while successfully capturing a British transport which was attempting to relieve the besieged British forces in Boston. Y'all, this is history. This is real. This flag is a symbol of the faith and the patriotism of the Founding Fathers and the men and women who first stood in the gap to forge this very nation. But none of that apparently matters to the left, because someone saw the An Appeal to Heaven flag flying in the crowd on January 6th. Say it's not so! In March of 2022, a left-wing activist named Andrew Seidel from the infamous Freedom From Religion Foundation, he delivered a 56-page report to the Select Committee to investigate the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. You remember them, right? Adam Kinzinger, Liz Cheney, Adam Schiff, the whole barrel full of monkeys. The report by this guy Seidel was entitled Christian Nationalism and the Capitol Insurrection. Seidel opened by saying that, quote, Christian nationalism is the biggest threat to America today, an existential threat to a government of the people, for the people, and by the people. And it just gets better from there. Seidel went on and stated unequivocally in his screeching report that, quote, Christian nationalism was the central driving force of January 6th. He went on to say that with regard to the symbols of faith and patriotism that, quote, the Christian nationalist identity draws its legitimacy from these artifacts left by the previous waves of Christian nationalism this country has endured. These relics, he said, are just disfiguring scars. Which somehow led him to invoke racism then along with insurrection. Okay. And on page 17 of his screed, one of those dastardly artifacts was identified as the infamous An Appeal to Heaven flag. Look, I repeat what I said a moment ago. This is history. This is faith. This is patriotism. There's no justification for branding this beautiful piece of our historical resistance as being tantamount to domestic terrorism. But that's what they do. That's what the left does. If the left can't bend you to their will, then they will brand you for the kill. And Justice Alito is one of those few. He's one of those 9 justices of the Supreme Court of the United States, the highest legal authority in the land, the ultimate arbiters of the law, and the leaders, by the way, of the third branch of government. He's one of those men and women who actually defends the constitutional right to freedom of expression. But the left would have you to believe that if he dares to actually have a right to free speech himself and exhibits it with the flying of a flag, that he's somehow conflicted and must recuse himself from deliberations. If that premise holds true, then no judge who owns a gun can ever preside over a firearms case. No judge who ever drinks a beer can preside over a DUI case. No judge who exercises the right to vote can preside over a voting rights case. And in the deepest of ironies, if you think about it, the Supreme Court upon which Alito sits has previously ruled that burning a flag is a matter of free speech. But the left would now have you believe that flying a flag ought to be suppressed. Once again, the left boxes itself in by its own absurdity. An appeal to heaven. We would do well, really, to take a lesson from the men who first flew that flag, because this is not a small thing. If the left can steal our history and brand our faith-based patriotism as being radical and dangerous, well then, what else can they get away with? It's a flag, but it means so much more. And I'm really kind of proud to hear that one of our Supreme Court justices actually flew that flag over his own house. I'll be honest with you, I may need to get a bigger one for the studio. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. There you have it, An Appeal to Heaven flag. If you're not familiar with it, look it up. It's got great history. The things that is quoted to you were just a fraction of the history of that one flag. An Appeal to Heaven. And the very idea that the left thinks he is now conflicted and can't hear a January 6th case because they saw one at January 6th. Just stop it. You're embarrassing yourselves. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.